You to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click and listen upper left and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the really cool stories. A lot of great photos and stories posted in this last couple weeks when I haven't been able to do much else. And that one of the best cat photos. It's a cat with a butterfly on its nose. And oh, I'll tell you what, it just absolutely did me in. I saw it. It's the cutest darn thing you ever seen. So if you haven't seen that, you got to go. And if you were with me when I just barely made it through the original version of Rainbow Bridge, obviously it touches my heart. And I think of all my beloved animal friends there waiting for me. And I look forward to the day I get to go and be reunited with all of them. And if you want your own copy of the original version, I've posted the whole story with the original version on both of my Facebook pages. So Martha Norwalk's Animal World, as well as Martha Norwalk, my personal page. So either one you can use to access if you want to get it. But that's the only place that I know of you. Well, you could send me an email Animal World Live at hotmail.com, and I could email you a copy. If you can't do Facebook for some reason, I could email you a copy. So you just have to email me and remind me that I can do that, and I will. So there we go. And it was good to get back on the love train, Nathan.
Oh, man, you missed it for 2 weeks. Did you, by any chance, tune into the show and listen to the love train while you were feeling under the weather?
You know, I couldn't focus long enough to do any of that. I mean, I just lost 2 weeks.
Wow.
I'm just really pleased that I am now able to once again focus and do something and not fall asleep mid-sentence.
Actually be a human stuff. Again.
Yep. Did a whole session yesterday and my voice held up and I still have a voice today and all of that. So I know where we're at. We're to the third hour of the show and I'm doing pretty good. So, and I think we're ready to go with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Are we not?
We do have Laura Cook on the line.
Yeah, looking forward to welcoming back to Animal World the chief cook and bottle washer and founder and takes care of everything. Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, it's Laura Cook. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you, Martha.
So how are you?
I am exhausted.
Oh.
But I'm awake, so we're doing good so far today.
All right, then both of us are doing good. Now, exhausted simply because of what's going on with the homeless situation and everything you got to do. It's just tough to keep up with right now.
Yes, it is.
So tell us about what's going on.
Well, you know, the weather has made it, you know, hard.
is that the biggest issue you think right now? It would be all weather related?
Well, I think, you know, because there's just so many people in need, you know, with their animals and the weather makes it difficult because of, you know, just it's so cold still. And,
yeah,
you know, then add the rain, which destroys the tents that are out there. And so it's been a difficult journey, but, you know, we just get to as many that we can every day and just continue to hope for the best. And, you know, I just hearing all this stuff about housing and camp sweeps, and it's like, oh, good gosh, can we get something really going on here? Would be great, but until then, we keep doing what we do.
Yeah, well, as far as I can tell, it does seem that the powers that be, you know, around the Seattle area, that they're trying to make improvements and deal with things. And I don't know from an outside perspective, because, you know, I no longer live in Seattle, but it appears to me from the outside and the reports that I'm reading and so forth, that they are the new mayor and what's going on, that they are making some progress, but it sounds like there are just as many people. There's still a lot of problems and no sides are happy about what's going on.
Right.
I can just only imagine how frustrating it must be for you to try to keep track of these people and where you need to get the supplies to and all of that. Do you lose people? And
we do, you know, with the, usually it's pretty easy to find them, but sometimes, you know, depending what area they're in and kind of what's been going on, it can be difficult, you know, unless somebody reaches out or, you know, we know ahead of time because, you know, they've been tagged that they're going to be swept, that we know where they're going to, at least where they plan on going. But it is difficult trying to keep track all the time where people are and what's going on. And, you know, we worry as well, because if we do lose track of somebody, then, we're constantly out trying to figure out where they are and what's going on, because, you know, not everybody has a phone or access to the internet, and so it can be very trying on us. Yeah, but
now we didn't, and we should take the time for anybody that isn't familiar with you and excuse me, you and the work that you do for, you know, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and essentially, just any of you that aren't aware of the story, Laura, and, you know, found herself and her family homeless at one point in their lives. She was able to pull up her family and get out of that situation, but instead of taking her dolls and dishes and running off to do other things, she decided to pay it backwards, forwards, inside out, upside down, and backwards, as and has remained to take care and help the homeless community. And that's where the formation of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And you guys do all kinds of wonderful stuff, because not only you will provide people with food and treats and, you know, equipment and, you know, leashes and collars or, you know, coats or whatever they need, but you also help the human animals too, because I know you're always collecting tents and coats and gloves and things that the humans need in the winter as well. But the really neat things that I love your program so much for is that any people that do need help, so the humans that maybe need drug rehabilitation, need job training, something like that, and would require them to go someplace to do it, but they couldn't take their animal friend with them. Well, if that were me on the street, that would prevent me from getting the help that I needed, because I wouldn't leave my animal friend. But you cover that base. You will board the dog while they go to rehab or job training or whatever, so that they can have their animal back when they finish that sort of thing. And then you also help all these homeless folks with medical care for their animals, because that's something else that really gets ignored. And you do that through Greenwood Animal Hospital in Seattle. And we love and appreciate them for supporting Seattle Dogs and doing the medical work that you need done. But what is important for all of you to know is that they do this, but they also charge Seattle Dogs for it. So Seattle Dogs have to pay for these medical expenses for the homeless animals. And so that's one way that you can donate and help, is by calling Greenwood Animal Hospital, and you can donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Laura, I'm looking at Nathan has left me a message here, and he was on the phone with someone. So, Nathan, do you want to chime in and let us know who you were talking to and what they want to know?
I didn't grab a name, but they're listening to the show, so they know it's them. And yeah, this will be something that will probably be addressed later in the show, too. But if you want to go over it now, they were asking about non-digital options for sending you a donation, so like mailing you a check or cash, or maybe is there a drop-off location they can visit to
Okay,
send
so
in
whoever
donation.
We have calling in, apparently, Laura, they're not able to like go online to donate,
right?
And we used to give out that information, but at some point I stopped asking for that, and I'm not real sure why, but it sounds like we better start including that again in the regular information. So for our caller and anyone else that's in the same position that can't do the PayPal donation or can't go to the Seattle Dogs website to donate, is the best answer for them to like mail you a check?
Yes, they can mail a check or money order to us, or they could on Mondays, like from 5 to 7, they could stop by Northwest Harvest, and either myself or one of our volunteers is there on Mondays. We give out pet food to people, whether they're homeless or housed.
Does it have to be a specific Northwest Harvest location?
Yes, the one down on 4th Avenue South in the Soto area. I don't have the address in front of me.
So a drop-off location would be Monday at the 4th Avenue South Soto location of Northwest Harvest.
Yeah.
And you would do that between 5 and 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that would be a drop-off, but I think probably the easiest thing for people to do is going to be to mail a check or money order. Okay, so we mail to Seattle Dogs.
Yeah.
And what's the address?
100 Melrose Avenue East, number 905, and that's Seattle, 98102.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that for you all, folks, here. The mailing address, if you would like to mail a check or a money order or something to Seattle Dogs, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, the address is 100 Melrose Avenue East, number 905, Seattle, Washington, 98102. So did I get that right?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Yes.
And they can always drop off a donation at our vet as well at Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Ah, okay. So you could stop by Greenwood Animal Hospital, drop off a donation there. Just make sure they know it's for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program.
Yes.
And you could call and probably donate over the phone to them as well.
Yes. Yes.
So those are the options for other than online or digital donations. You can drop off at Northwest Harvest on 4th Avenue South in the Soto area on Mondays from 5 to 7 p.m. You can drop off at Greenwood Animal Hospital in the Greenwood area of Seattle whenever they're open for the Seattle Dogs program. Or you can mail a check or money order to Laura at Seattle Dogs, 100 Melrose Avenue, number 905, Seattle, Washington, 98102.
Perfect.
All righty. Since we've covered that base, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers now and stay on time. And then when we continue, Laura, you can tell us what else is going on, what you need right now, and anything else we need to know. So
Thank you. Stay right where
you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Laura Cook and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending some time with us here on your Sunday morning. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. Remember, she and brother Dr. Nels will be in the studio next week to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And Linda continues to offer to any of you a free introductory session. You can check her out at at verticalenergyworldwide.com. Or you can call or text her at the number I'm going to give you and just tell her you'd like a free introductory session. And she can see her in person. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. So you can see her in person at her office, or she can work with you remotely. Either way is very powerful. So the number you call or text for Linda Rasmussen is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. All righty then, we're going to get back to Laura and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So Laura, what anything going on we need to know about, or what stuff on your want list?
Well, you know, we do need tents and blankets. They're often, tents especially, they're very difficult to get donated. But if anybody has one that they don't need or they're able to get one, we sure would appreciate it. And pet food is always needed. Bags under, you know, under 10, 15 pounds is the most size that we, you know, put out.
And so you like the smaller bags rather than the big, huge bags?
Yeah, yeah. About 15 pounds is the most people can carry with them.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hadn't even thought about that, but definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and donations can be dropped off at a Dog's Dream pet store. They have a location in White Center and in Georgetown.
So a Dog's Dream is the White Center and Georgetown.
Yes.
And okay. Now, is that someplace we could drop a donation off as well?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
would think
sure
so.
You can.
Okay, so that's another drop-off location: a Dog's Dream store in White Center or Georgetown.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah. So that stuff's definitely needed, and of course, you know, donations to our vet are extremely needed. we've had one emergency after the other, and, you know, I have to put it out to them that they have, by the grace of God, saved so many animals for us, and they just did it again the other day. You know, we had a little girl that was sadly abused and tossed around, and she ended up where I had taken her in for other things going on with her, and it ended up she had pyometria, and she would have had about 24 hours left in her
life. So pyometria is an infected uterus.
Yes, and it's deadly, and they saved her, and so we're going to work on putting her little heart and body back together and getting her ready for adoption. And, you know, it takes time, but Greenwood just does such important work for us, and so donations are critical for there. If anybody's able to help, whether it's $5 or $500, anything is appreciated. And so, you know, aside from that, just we just need as much help as we can. Volunteers are always needed. And whether it's for fostering or for outreach, that's wonderful to have that. And
so
and
you
then
can
fosters.
So foster care for some animals.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So if you need to contact Seattle Dogs, we've already given out all the information for donation drop-offs and how to mail a check or donation. And remember, we've got to find one this year. We've got to find Laura a used van or pickup with a canopy. I know there's somebody out there that's got one that they can donate. And Seattle Dogs is a 501c3, so it's totally deductible. But we need somebody to step up with a used van or pick up with a canopy, so to make it much easier for Laura to do the deliveries and take care of these people and distribute all these supplies and so forth. So if you know of something, please let us know. And then, Laura, if someone can't, let's see, the website, what is seattledogs.info, right?
Right.
Seattledogs.info is the website. And then if somebody just needs to call you, do you want to give out your phone number?
Yeah, it's 206-519-1697.
Okay, so that's 206-519-1697 is how you can reach Laura directly if you're interested in volunteering or you need to talk to her and can't go through the website. That's the way to get a hold of her. And then remember, if you can send a donation, whatever size, it'd be $5, $500, anywhere in between, every little bit helps. You can send that check or donation. You can go through Seattle dogs.info. You can go to what, PayPal.me/Seattle Dogs. And then the mailing address is Seattle Dogs, Laura Cook at 100 Melrose Avenue East, number 905, Seattle, Washington 98102. So, Laura, we're out of time and for another month. And gosh, hang in there, and hopefully spring it will be on the way. I know it's beautiful and sunny here, but it's deceiving because I go outside, I still have frost on the ground. It is cold. So let's hope for some warmer weather and that Laura gets the help that she needs. And if anybody knows of a van or a pickup, please let us know. All righty, Laura, you take care, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, okay then. It is time to change gears. And we are going to address the human animal now. And that means we're going to chat with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and one of the best human animals I know that teaches all kinds of great stuff like meditation and yoga and all the stuff that we human animals need. That would be Sita Toko from Ananda. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you this morning?
How about awake and ready?
Yay! And you got sunshine at the temple this morning?
A lot of sunshine, yes.
In a bit, but it's cold out, isn't it?
Really cold out, yeah. It's kind of the trade-off in the Pacific Northwest, isn't it?
Oh, I know. It's so deceiving, though, because, you know, I look out the window and I see this beautiful sunshine, then open the door and step out, and it's like, yikes, there's still frost on the ground. It's cold.
It is. It really is.
But, you know, I mean, the good news is it's only the first part of March. It isn't technically spring yet. And Nathan, we got some better weather coming up.
It's just going to be maybe a slight chance of rain coming. We never did talk about the weather, did we?
No, we didn't. We didn't. But I think we got a nicer week coming up. Don't we have some more clear days after the next day or so?
Every day is a slight chance of showers. So knowing me, I'm going to plan something on a day, and that's a day it rains.
Oh, okay.
No, well, I think that is, Nathan, and then we'll plan the other dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty then. So, Sita, even though the sun's out and it's cold, I know there's stuff going on at Ananda, so what are we going to talk about?
Oh, I thought we might pick up from the thread of meditation, because meditation is for everyone and accessible to everyone, and deceivingly simpler than one might think. And I really like that word think, because meditation is not about thinking.
That's true. But a lot of people think they can't meditate because they can't still their mind.
Well,
their mind's always busy.
That's the whole point. That's right. And, you know, the techniques that are shared at Ananda, they're very simple and doable. And so it's deceiving when you first hear about them you know, how could that be powerful? But when we practice them, we all get to have the experience, usually first, of peace, which is really the absence of being, you know, aggravated or stimulated by things happening. And then, you know, we keep going a little bit deeper with it, and we can experience all sorts of wonderful things like calmness, happiness, joy. And we soon realize, you know, that we've been walking around all this time with a portable paradise, as Yogananda called it. Like, you know, when we access these tools of meditation, we realize that everything we need is already there. And usually we work most specifically with the breath, and the breath goes with us wherever we go. So it's pretty life-changing.
Yeah, you got to breathe to stay alive on this planet.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, the breath is one of the few mechanisms, maybe, I don't know, the only, like, where we can control it, and yet we don't have to control it. We can control the breath, and yet we can let it do its thing. You know, you can't do that with, you know, the secretion of insulin. It just sort of happens on its own. And so there's something really profound in that we have this mechanism that we can work with.
But you found that learning the process of meditation and this is really transformative in terms of changing people's lives, is it not?
It absolutely is, because all of us think that the way we find happiness is by fixing things outside of us. You know, once I have the right job, the right partner, the right house, my kids behave in a certain way. And there's no judgment in it. It's simply how we all proceed through life. And, you know, you get one thing right and the other things fall apart. You have good health, but, you know, you don't have the budget to buy good food. You have the budget to buy good food, but you don't have good digestion. It's sort of a setup. And it's there, so really to help us say, hey, none of this stuff is working. You know, what's left? And it's like, oh, well, maybe the answer isn't outside of me. And I don't mean to be esoteric, but, you know, we all know that even a little bit of meditation practice can help us to realize that.
Yeah, and as I recall, I think when we've talked about, you know, our paths, and coming to Ananda and learning to meditate and so forth. I remember you saying when you first started, you couldn't even sit still for 5 minutes. And didn't you say you had to hold yourself to the chair to even?
I would hold my hands to the bottom of the chair because I really just wanted to run out of the room.
So it's true.
So
you kind of had to force yourself to stick with it, huh?
I did, and it's still not easy, you know, but it's so rewarding that it makes it worth it. Because, you know, if we're hungry, there's a lot of things that can satisfy our hunger. A banana, sandwich, pasta, fried rice, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to finding where true happiness is, where lasting happiness is, the answer really is inside of us. It's only through meditation. You know, reading about it's not enough. Watching videos isn't enough. Downloading the app isn't enough. Talking about it isn't enough. We actually have to do this one thing if we want to know really true and lasting happiness. And that's
And isn't that one of the themes of Ananda, that joy is within you?
Yeah, Ananda means joy, and joy is within you. And you see that across all religions, you know, even Jesus saying the kingdom of heaven is within.
So we've been being taught this for a long time. Now we're finally starting to understand it. And and this is the way that you get there. And the first step is learning to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful thing now, one of the silver linings for the whole pandemic and all of that is Ananda was forced to adjust to the whole situation. And so all of the classes and all of the events have ended up becoming hybrid, so that you can come and join in person, but you can also join online. And that ability to learn to meditate, or come to the practices or the classes. When you can do it online, I think it opens it up for so many more people to join, to learn.
It does.
You have lots of classes and lots of ways to learn meditation.
Okay.
And I know you're a meditation trainer, and I know you do regular guided meditations and classes. So what's coming up in the Learn to Meditate department?
Well, I'll just start with the lowest dangling fruit, and that if people just want to come and meditate on their own, the temple here in Bafo, Ananda Blue Lotus Meditation Temple, is open Tuesdays through Fridays it's open longer than this, but between 12:30 and 1, you can come meditate here. We begin with a reading and a chant. There are free online guided meditation. So those are sort of low dangling fruits. And then if you want to explore a class, there is a Tuesday morning meditation group I lead every week, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. It's only on Zoom. And then Robin Mattis, a meditation teacher, she teaches an 8-week course called Course in Meditation. And the next 8-week segment starts Tuesday, March 21st. It's in the evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m., March 21st through May 11th. That's what we have coming up with meditation and ongoing.
All right, that sounds great. And if people want to get the details related to those classes, I think the best place to go is to anandawashington.org, right? The website?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then you just click on like events or whatever's. I think that's what you'd click on get the calendar.
Well, yeah, we would go on the homepage and look for the button meditation. And when you click, that'll take you to the courses and offerings.
Excellent. All right. I'm looking at the clock. We've got to take care of advertisers one more time during the show. So we'll do that now. Then we will continue with Sita and we'll find out what other kind of classes or events are coming up this month that we need to know about. So stay right where you are. More for the human animal straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for being here on Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We are here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from Natasha Venter, our wonderful medium communicator and personal awareness coach. Remember that she does a regular podcast on Mondays and Wednesdays. So tune in to Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications on YouTube, 4 p.m. Monday, 4 p.m. Wednesday for her live podcasts. And she's, of course, available for private readings. And you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com or just give her a call at 360-770-7486. That's 360-770-7486. And remember, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is open for business at the new Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline. Phenomenally powerful room. And I was so glad to be able to get back into the room and get some good healing work on Friday. And you can see her in person in the gong room, or she can work with you remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can just shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, during the break here, I was checking on email for something related to what I'm talking to Sita about, and I saw that your email requests are coming in for the original version of Rainbow Bridge, and I can email you the source that I got it from. And so my personal email address, I've already got some requests. I haven't checked the Animal World website yet, but just know once the show is over, I will send those emails off to you. So back to my guest for the remainder of the show from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is Sita Toko. And good morning again, Sita.
Good morning again, Martha.
And gosh, I think we've talked about the meditation classes, and you can check them all out. You can drop in any day, Tuesday through Friday, 12:30 to 1 is the normal meditation in the temple that anybody's free to join. There you can do guided meditations with Sita and a number of our other meditation teachers on Facebook, I think, right?
That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then of course we've got the classes. Robin's got this great, meditation class, beginning March 21st through May 11th. And that's going to be Tuesday evenings from 6:30 to 8:00. Will that class be at the Blue Lotus Temple, Sita?
Oh, no, that's a good question. It'll be at the Ananda Community in Linwood.
Ah, okay. So it'll be at the Hansa Temple at the Ananda Community, most likely.
Mm-hmm. And also online.
Okay. And you can join in person, but you can also join online. So no excuses. There's two ways to do it. Sounding good. All right. Now, I think we also... Now, Sita, I think last month, my memory is not as good as it could be with... I've been dealing with, but I remember last month I think we spent time with Vahini.
That's right, you did.
And we talked all about her, this new class she's doing, the life therapy and healing with prana. So can you remind us what that's all about?
Yeah, so it's a 4-week series, and it's called Life Therapy, The Healing Power of Prana, which is really just energy and how to have more energy, how to work with your energy. And we all get that. It's not as woo-woo as it sounds. We all say, I feel so low today. And what are we saying? Low on energy. And just, you know, there's two ways we can work with having more energy. And one is to remove that which blocks the flow of energy, like tension in the body, you know, tension in the mind. And the other is to increase the flow of energy in the body through, you know, movements and working with the breath. And so it's very practical stuff. And the first of the series is called The Healing Power of Prana. And then she'll be offering it in two other segments throughout the year. And one is The Healing Power of the Mind, and the other is The Healing Power of Vibration. So everything can be taken individually or more as a deeper exploration of healing in this way.
Okay, so when does the first round start?
The first round starts this Saturday, March 11th. It goes for 4 Saturdays, and it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But you can actually start at 10:30 a.m. if you don't want to do energization exercises and meditation. So there's some flexibility with it.
Excellent, excellent. And so if people want to join this class when it begins, it's going to start this coming Saturday. So you need to get registered this week.
Yeah.
And we would do that through the website, Ananda Washington or anandawa.org.
That's one way. The other way is to call us if you're not,
Yeah, when we have been reminded today that we have listeners that don't do online stuff. So
yeah.
If you have questions about classes or you'd like to register and can't do something online, mm-hmm. what's the temple number for people to call?
425-806-3700.
So that's 425-806-3700.
Right.
All righty. Sounds good. Now, anything else we need to know about Vahini's classes at this point, do you think?
They're in line with all of the classes here, and that they're experiential. And so none of the classes that we offer, including this one, are, you know, the kind where you just come and take notes and you're lectured to. You get to experience all the things that the teacher is sharing. And that way you can take it into your life and do the techniques. You know, if we just take things intellectually, they're interesting, they might be inspiring, but they don't really have staying power. And when we experience things, then they have staying power, and they actually have the power to change us in positive ways. So that includes her class as well. And this is the first class that's being offered like this, so it's kind of pretty amazing.
Yeah, this is something brand new, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. This is brand new.
So it'll be fun to see how everybody likes it and how it works for everyone. And I imagine it's probably going to be a work in progress ongoing.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. You know, Vahini taught a series of classes last year that worked with energization and energy, and they were really well received, which was sort of the springboard for, you know, to offer more in this form.
All right. All right, that sounds really good. So anything else going on at Ananda? And I'm wondering, too, I know the growing season is starting. Are things gearing up at the farm these days?
Things are gearing up at the farm, and they are going to start gearing up for having work parties open to the public, and the spring plant sale will be coming up. They'll sell starts of flowers and herbs and vegetables and trees that Zach, you know, has been grafting and working with since they were smaller trees. So if people go to their website, which is Ananda Farms, so it has an S on the end.
Yes, yeah, Ananda Farms. It's plural. AnandaFarms.com. .com.
And they'll have their dates up there for their event. Yeah, spring is coming.
Right.
No matter what that chilly air is saying to us today.
No, so if you go to AnandaFarms.com, it's a .com, not a .org. Mm-hmm. That's where you'll find all the upcoming dates and events and things that are going to be happening at the farm. And did you say there are going to be the public can come out for work days and help out?
That's something new? They usually have a pop-up lunch to go with those.
Ooh, that sounds like really fun. If you've never been to the farm, it's a great place to visit and see how they do, you know, the non-till farming and growing and so forth. And, you know, it's just a great place to visit, too, energy-wise. And all the products, of course, that are made from things grown on the farm and the energy in the produce and so forth that comes from the farm is just remarkable. And it's just so different than produce that you get elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Now are there then any you know, greens and prana mix, that kind of stuff, is any of that kind of stuff ready yet this season?
No.
Are they selling any of that yet, or is it too early?
Too early with the snow and the frost. But what I did notice is nettles are starting to come up, so they'll be gearing up to harvest the nettles and make the nettle salt that everyone just loves so much. So and actually, I think I saw Bhakti was working on making beeswax candles. So there's always things.
Something going on. They're making something up there.
Yeah. Always creative. Creative energy flowing up there. Yep.
All right. That sounds wonderful. So I think we're all caught up then with everything. Is there anything else we need to mention that's coming up at Ananda?
Well, perhaps in April, there's going to be the Saturday before Easter. There's going to be an Easter retreat filled with inspiration and chanting and meditation. And then, you know, special Easter Sunday service followed by a organized potluck banquet that's open to everyone. So people can check that out on the website as well.
I haven't looked yet. When is Easter this year?
I don't have the exact date. I want to say it's the beginning of
April 9th.
There we go. Nathan knows everything. April 9th is Easter this year.
Yeah, so the retreat would be the 8th.
All right, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you want to check that out, that, of course, also would be on the events on the website.
Mm-hmm.
AnandaWashington.org. And of course, for information on any of the events or classes, or to sign up if you are not able to do it online, you can always call the Blue Lotus Temple. And that number is 425-806-3700. 425-806-3700. If you do Facebook, it's worth going on Facebook and typing in Ananda Seattle and Bothell, I think is how you get to the Ananda Facebook page. And that's where you can see the live streams and of the Sunday services and meditation, but also the meditation classes and guided meditations that are done. I mean, Sita does one regularly, and then there are several other of our meditation teachers that do guided meditations and so forth. And you can find all of those on Facebook, and you can, you know, join them live, or you can listen anytime after because they remain there on the Facebook page. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, Sita, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us today. And I look forward to our next opportunity whenever that arises and I get to chat with you again.
Yes, and I'll see you Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. I'll see you in class. I'll see you on Zoom. All righty, Sita. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the sunshine.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. That's going to kind of wrap us up. And And gosh, I apologize. There was we had some static stuff going on, Nathan, and I couldn't tell. Was that related to the phones?
Probably. I'll take a look at it later.
Well, let's just you and I chat for a moment here, because we just hung up and the static's gone.
Yeah, it was on the phone.
It was okay. So it wasn't okay. And I was thinking, God, is that even anyway? So anyway, if that was bothering you, we apologize. One of those things. Anyway, we are just about out of time here. If you missed the original version of Rainbow Bridge, you can listen to the archived version of the show later today once it gets up on MarthaNorwalk.com in the archives, or you can email me at animalworldlive@hotmail.com or go through MarthaNorwalk.com and email me. I'll send you a copy. Next week, it's Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen in the studio. Together, they can help you or your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, physical issues, and it's all free. So mark your calendars, plan to be here next week, and call in for your free remote treatments, because I'll look forward to that. Oh, and remember, we have to spring forward. I'm not looking forward to that. So hopefully we'll all be here on time and awake and ready next Sunday. As always, I thank you, Nathan, and I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.